With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting another school shooting, this time in Perry, Iowa. A 17-year-old shot and killed a sixth grader along with wounding a school administrator and three others in the violence. Yesenia Roder Hall and Kamiya Hall say they knew the suspected gunman at Perry High School and had hung out with him before.
I got a text message from my friend telling me that he was thankful for me and saying that he was glad that he met me and that I was a really good friend. Dylan Butler.
And yes, he was the one who shot our principal and a bunch of students.
Three gunshot victims were being treated at Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Others were taken to a second Des Moines hospital. One person was in critical condition, but the injuries didn't appear to be life-threatening. The other victims were stable. The United States says Russia is using North Korean weapons in its war with Ukraine. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
John Kirby with the White House National Security Council says Russia recently fired ballistic missiles into Ukraine that were provided by North Korea.
This is a significant and concerning escalation in the DPRK's support for Russia.
Kirby says the U.S. has confirmed that Russia used at least one North Korean missile in a strike last Saturday and several others during a strike carried out against Ukraine on Tuesday. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Israel's defense minister has laid out his vision for the next phase of the war in Gaza. Yoav Gallant issued a statement Thursday describing how Israeli forces would shift to an apparently scaled-down combat approach in northern Gaza, while continuing to fight Hamas in the south of the territory for as long as necessary. This is SRN News. Some new findings about our two major political parties.
Professor Ryan Burge of Eastern Illinois University has been crunching the numbers, and he reports that amongst Democrats, there is one religious voter for every secular voter. In the Republican Party, religious voters outnumber secular ones 4-1. Burge also reports that on the issue of abortion, religious Democrats side with secular Democrats, meaning there's virtually no pro-life voting bloc in that party anymore. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Despite some of the worst persecution, the church in Iran is the fastest growing anywhere. That's the conclusion of many religious freedom experts. International Christian Concern says house church movements have begun all over Iran, providing deep fellowship that has helped many Iranian believers to remain firm in their faith amid great persecution. It's unclear exactly how many Christians there are in Iran. This is SRN News. An American healthcare giant is looking to shore up its balance sheet by cutting its dividend almost in half.
Walgreens says reducing its quarterly payout to shareholders to 25 cents per share will help free up capital to spend growing its pharmacy and healthcare businesses. New CEO Tim Wentworth says company leaders believe that such growth will ultimately improve shareholder value, although company shares did slide in early morning trading on Thursday. Walgreens also announced a better-than-expected fiscal first quarter. The chain runs a network of 13,000 drugstores globally. Rich Thomason reporting.
America's employers posted 8.8 million job openings in November, down slightly from October and the fewest since March 2021. But demand for workers remains strong by historical standards. The number of job vacancies dipped from 8.9 million in October. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.